Drusilla Crutchfield. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Praise God. Thank you, Father, for this most wonderful day. Thank you, Father, for taking charge of this program. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for taking charge of our lives. And Father, right now today, I just ask, Father, that you be with each sister as she listens to this broadcast. Father, be with each lady as she is in her home, cleaning and working, Father, and getting ready for her day, Father, preparing her home for her children and her husband, Father. Father, be with each woman that is in that home today, preparing herself for you, Father. Be with each woman, Father, that might be facing this day alone, without family, Father, without what she feels like might be friends, Father. But, Father, show her that you are the ultimate friend. Show her, Father, that you replace all that we might miss in this life today, here in this world, Father. Show her that you have that desire, Father, to fill that emptiness, to fill that need, Father, and to bring healing. Oh, Father, I pray that your convicting touch be upon this ministry, Father. Be upon the listening audience, Father. And, Father, we give you the praise and the glory for all that comes. Father, we thank you, and we thank you for your love, Father, and your grace. In Jesus' name, praise God. I pray and desire that God leads everything that is said. 1 Kings 22:14, as Micah said, "As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak." And that is my desire, to speak what God says unto me. We've been speaking all week concerning a choice, making a choice between man and God, deciding to let man counsel us, or deciding to seek the counsel of God. You see, we have that choice in our lives to make. And it's important that we make it. It's important for ourselves. It's important for our homes, our families, for our lives, for our testimony. There might be some of you out there today who desire to have a ministry for God, who desire to be able to speak His Word, who desire to be able to counsel with other sisters. But I say to you that first, you must make a choice in your life, a choice that you will seek the mind of God and not be of the world, not seek the mind of the world, not desire to please man, to please other sisters according to the day's standards, according to the world, but rather that you desire to seek the mind of God on all things. We had probably the best example of choice between God and man in our own home. A testimony that I wish to share with you. A testimony probably of the beginning, or the real fullness of the power of God in our lives. When we finally began to open ourselves up to God's power. And do you know what it took? It took our child to show us the difference between making the choice for God and making the choice of man. You see, we loved this child, we had this child, and we taught this child that he should have the mind of Christ. We taught it to him, and yet we had not yet put it to practice as much as he did. And in this particular incident, I cannot say incident. There was nothing incidental about it. It was planned beforehand by God. But this child had the mind of God, sought the mind of God, and so God was able to fulfill his plan, you see. You see, almost 12 years ago, God blessed us with a beautiful boy. But as that child was born, there was something tragically wrong with him. He was injured during the birth process, and his bilirubin count, which some of you might understand as being jaundice or a waste product that the liver discharges, this waste product was not excreted from his body, but rather it went into his bloodstream and was deposited on his brain. And his bilirubin count went up to 27.9, which was beyond the fatal count. And this baby lay there, a complete vegetable. He was as orange as a carrot. You see, I was almost 27 years old, and this was the first baby that I had born in my body. I had raised other children, had helped to raise other children, but this was my flesh and blood child that I had desired for so long. And I could not understand that God allowed me to have this pregnancy, to have this baby, and then this baby was born as a vegetable. Oh, my soul cried out. The doctors were reaching out to take this baby, saying, "Miss Crutchfield, we'll do what we can, but his count is already beyond the fatal count. If by some miracle he lives, the only thing that we can promise you is that he will continue to be a vegetable for the rest of his life." He had no responses at all. He was a total vegetable. My baby, the desire of my heart. Do you see, a very wise minister spoke with us and counseled with us. Of course, there were prayers going up from San Antonio, Texas to New Orleans, Louisiana, for this child, this baby. But this pastor said, "If you desire that baby, then ask God for that baby. And if God lets you have that baby healthy and whole, you commit that child to him. You commit that child to him. Dedicate that child totally. Give him back to God, just as Hannah did with Samuel." And I look at this child today and I see our Samuel. Because you see, God restored this child. This child, who was supposed to have been a vegetable, lived. 8 days later, he showed a sucking instinct. He began to eat. He began to cry. Do you know how beautiful it is to hear a baby cry who had never cried? Oh, it was so marvelous. It was so beautiful to see those little lips reach out and try to suck that had never tried to suck before. You see, God created a miracle. Satan tried to destroy that miracle, but God, with healing virtue, touched that life and healed it. Oh, but you see, man is so weak and so frail. Had we the faith that that child had at 7 years old, I dare say that he would have been totally and completely healed. His mind was restored. Indeed, I want to tell you that when God does something, he does it right. He doesn't mess around and play around like man does. He does it right. God took that child whose mind was as a vegetable, and by the time he was over it, well, he was a year and 5 months old, the doctors were saying to me, to my husband and I, we don't know what happened. We had nothing to do with it, but this child will not be retarded. He is not even retarded. This child is normal. It's amazing. It's a miracle. Yes, indeed, it was a miracle, but little did they know what a miracle it was. By the time he was 2 years old, his pediatrician was already telling us that he was a gifted child. You see, not only did God restore his natural mind, but God restored it beyond that of the norm. This child today is almost 12. He should be a seventh grader. He's working high school work right now in his school classes and could do more. And I'm not saying that to say what a great child he is, but I am saying that to say this is what God can do. This is what God's power can do. God has healing virtue. God desires for us to have that healing virtue. He desires not for one of us to be ill, to be sick, to be crippled in any way, body or mind. God desires, it is His perfect will, that we be healed mentally, physically, emotionally. You see, at 7 years old, this child of ours, because of our lack of faith, I believe, still was experiencing many problems. He was hypoglycemic, and for those of you who don't know what that might be, it's just the opposite of sugar diabetes. He was so hypoglycemic that he had to have a high-protein snack every 2 hours of his waking day. He was hyperactive. By the time he was 18 months old, his doctor had diagnosed him as hyperactive, something that is not done with children under 6 years old. But this child was so hyper that he did not even sleep, but maybe 4 hours a day. At the very most, we had never seen him sleep more than 4 hours a day. He was so hyper that at 18 months old, he could run around the house 10 times without stopping. He did not stop. He had seizures. He had grand mal seizures and he had petit mal seizures. His coordination was so limited. At 4 years old, he still could not pedal a tricycle. His coordination simply was not there. At 7 years old, he was so hyperactive. He was so hypoglycemic. His seizures were so bad that his doctor had done all that he could do to help this child and was beginning to try to seek the advice and counsel of other pediatricians for his help. The school was throwing up their arms in despair, saying, "Get this child out of here. We realize he's got a brilliant mind, but we can't cope with him." You see, he was so hyper that he felt he had to answer every question that was asked of every student in that classroom because his mind worked so fast. But you see, at that point in time, we did not understand the power that God had. We did not fully accept and comprehend all that God had for us. Oh, but you see, we listened to the counsel of man when we should have been listening to the counsel of God. And we had people who told us, "God has more than you see and are accepting right now. Look to what the Bible says." And we would read in Acts and in Romans and Corinthians, and we would say, "Oh, that was for long ago." But it was not. And I must close this message now, but I say to you to please join me tomorrow. Let me finish telling you about the total healing this child received because he made the choice between God and man, not his parents, but he did. Join me again tomorrow at this time. Thank you.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.